Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's episode is presented by Jeremy Aaron, the campus minister at the Mustangs for Christ Student Center at Midwestern State University. Let's tune in now for Jeremy's message.
Tell me a little bit about our Wednesday night Bible study.
I think a lot of people come here because it's just a really nice place, a lot of nice people, easy to get along with, and need friends, and need a place to learn about the Word.
It seems like people really value connection. Have you kind of found that to be true of new people coming in? They're kind of seeking connection?
Yeah, this is like one of the biggest places that have made it easy for me to make a connection.
And in what ways do you think COVID-19 has changed life on campus?
In living in the residential halls now going on 3 years, I definitely have seen changes for health and safety reasons, but also when it comes to meeting other students, a lot more of the students this year have been more friendlier and wanting to meet new people.
What was it about M4C when you came here that made you want to be a part of this group?
I hadn't really ever had a group of friends for a long period of time just because I've moved around so much. So it was nice to have a group of people where I knew I'd go into it and I'd get to spend 3, 4, 5 years, depending on how long it takes me, to be here and to develop those friendships and to get closer together and get closer to God together. And just kind of have that foundation, because for me, a lot of what fellowship is having other people around me for it. And it just, it's so comforting to go through a rough week and then to come back and have people surround you and be there for you. And a lot of times they come up with ways to comfort you that you didn't even know would work. So it's just super nice to have people that are going to be there for you no matter what. Even if you make mistakes and you come back, they're going to be there for you.
You also lead our girls' Bible study group. What would you say, in your words, is the benefit of having a group like that, a student-led group?
I think having a girls' and guys' Bible study is more of like a deeper dive for just the girls or just the guys. And we have a great group of people that are here on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, but it's nice to go deeper with just girls or just guys and get to be in deep conversation with them about maybe some more personal things or something that you're struggling with, or just really focusing on topics that surround girls or guys. I think we've seen a lot of growth come from our girls and guys Bible studies and just the depths of our relationships within each other. I know that so many of the guys have grown so close because of the Bible study that they had last year, and so many of us girls have grown a lot closer because of us just consistently showing up for each other every week.
How does our Sunday night meals and our devos, how would you say that blesses students on campus? Do you see it as an outreach? What is it about the connection that happens over a meal together?
Well, I definitely see it as an outreach. I think it's just a simple way of making people feel like they can be a part of it. It's no pressure. It's you come and literally just get to enjoy a free meal and get to meet new people and just get to, it's just really cool to see people come in that maybe didn't even have any connection or were just told about it, and they come in and hopefully by the end of it, they feel like they belong and that they feel like they're accepted by this group and that they have had a lot of people go and talk and interact with them and get to know them. And I think if they don't take anything else away from it, just that they feel like they belong and that they're more than welcome to come back in the future.
A big thank you to Bailey for putting that together, especially on short notice. And I guess also our voice actors as well. That's pretty good. I want to start off with a scripture this morning. It's probably familiar to you, but it'll shape kind of what I want to say. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." If you find yourself on campus and you walk into the Mustangs for Christ building, you're going to see over by our fireplace, those words are up on the wall. "For I am not ashamed." And we want those words, and we talked a lot about them this semester, especially with our leadership. We want those words not to just be words that just hang on the wall as decoration. We really want to live those out, and I know that's true of you this morning as well. We want to be people, especially in our setting, wherever we're planted, we want to be people that are not ashamed of the gospel. If I can rewind for just a moment, last year, around spring break time, we had a great Wednesday night, and I sent the students out, and I said, "Have a great week." I should have said, "Have a great year." We had no idea what was coming. We really had no idea the impact that was going to have. And so, to be honest with you, there was a lot of frustration. I know other ministers have shared this as well. There was a lot of frustration with a loss of momentum, a loss of some of the things that we would do together. We always had a great end of the year thing going on. We would have great traditions and things like that. And so there was frustration with that. There was some questions of, what's it going to look like if we ever get back together again and things like that. And so we spent a lot of time on Zoom and way too much time on Zoom, right, guys? Besides your classes, I want you to come hang out with me on Zoom as well. That wasn't really really inviting for some of that. So we spent time on Zoom, tried to hang out as best we could. But it just wasn't the same, as you know, for those of you that did that. But you know, I learned something during that time. And it's something we know, but it's good to be reminded of. And what I learned was God answers prayers. He really does. There were two specific things I was praying for during our furlough, I guess you could say. I don't know what you want to call it. During our time away from each other. Two specific things. I prayed for God to raise up leaders among our group. And I also prayed for new people to come and find connection. That's a prayer that I always have. But I really spent a lot of time over the summer months really praying, God, whenever it's time for us to come back together, I really pray that you would bless us with that. And you know what? He didn't make me wait very long. He's kind of nice like that sometimes. He didn't make me wait very long at all. We have been incredibly blessed with that. And I'm just thankful. Romans 1:16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And it's being lived out at M4C. When I talk to our leaders about what are some ideas, if you're not ashamed, then what are you? Because I don't like to live in the negative word. I'm not ashamed, then what am I? Well, I'm bold. I'm confident. I'm open to it. I'm ready to bring it up in conversations. I'm constantly seeking the doors that God is opening. If someone's not ashamed of something, then they're going to let you know about it, right? Have you ever had that friend that they just have that topic that all you have to do is kind of hint at it and then it just comes out of nowhere? They like to do that with me in football or some of the other things. I know one, if you just hint about hockey, she's just going to talk to you about it. That's just how it happens. Congratulations, by the way. Just wanted to single you out. You know those people, and you have those topics yourself. If there's something that you're not ashamed of, you're gonna find ways. You're gonna post pictures about it and write about it online. You're gonna invite others to come be a part of it. I know this may not be fun for you. Isn't that a great way to start an invite? You may not really enjoy this, but you need to come try whatever I'm doing. You're gonna love it. You're not ashamed of it. You're gonna invite people to be a part of it. You're gonna find ways to bring it up in conversation, and usually it won't fit anywhere in there. But you're gonna find a way. Anyways, that's usually how it happens. Anyways, and then you just say whatever you want to say. That's just the way it happened. Did you know there was a strong follower of Christ who began his time following Christ? And before that, he was ashamed of the gospel. Did you know that? I'm thinking of Saul of Tarsus. Did you know that Saul wanted people to be ashamed of the gospel? His beginning mission, starting off in ministry, not a great direction. His mission was to get people to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He felt that it was a shameful thing to follow Christ because he felt that Christ and God were two different directions. But do you remember what changed for Saul? I know you know the story of Saul. On that road to Damascus, when he met Jesus face to face, he was no longer ashamed of the gospel. When he met Jesus and met Jesus face to face on that road, then he changed his name from Saul to Paul, and he began to follow Christ with everything he had. So a question that I have is, why was Paul not ashamed of the gospel? Lots of different reasons you could think of, but the first one that comes to my mind is, it's good news. We teach our little kids that. What does the gospel mean? Well, the gospel is good news. And you guys know from just your own life, when you have good news, if it's good news, you want to share it, right? It's not bad to work good news. You want to be the guy that brings good news, the person that brings good news to the conversation. You don't want to be the bearer of bad news. And so one of the reasons that Paul could get behind the gospel is because he wasn't bringing a terrible message. He had a good news message to share. When you're not ashamed of good news, you tell somebody. And we usually don't whisper good news either. Sometimes bad news needs to be whispered, but good news is not whispered. When you have good news, you might shout, "It's a boy!" Or some of you that have been trying for, "It's a girl. I won the lottery." But maybe you shouldn't share that. But there's good news that you have, that when you have good news, you want to share it. You really do. It's just human nature. And so Paul had good news to share. But what was Paul's good news? What would Paul say is his good news? And it made me think of the song that we're familiar with. "I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, and now I see." Literally and spiritually for Paul, that was his good news. He was heading in the wrong direction, but when he found the beauty and the comfort and the forgiveness in Christ, he was no longer ashamed of Jesus. Instead, he embraced it and he wore it as a badge of honor, as a good kind of pride. Something I want to remind the church of this morning, and one of the reasons that we're here leading in worship and reminding you of the blessings that this church blesses us with as a mission effort. I want to remind the church this morning that there are college students on the campus of MSU and in this city who are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Despite what you might hear, what you might read, I hope you're not reading too much, despite what you might hear and read about the faith of college students and some reports are very dire and things like that, I know a group of college missionaries who go out every day with the good news of the gospel in their hearts. And they are ready in big ways and in small ways to meet the needs of others and to show others that they are not ashamed. And I wish you guys could be a fly on the wall at some of our Sunday nights and our Wednesday nights, and especially guys and girls Bible studies. Just some of the things that are happening there are incredible. And I'm so thankful that it's not because of anything that I've done, but it's because of the power of Christ working in a campus that needs it. I want to share one more short video with you of two students who really took a big step in a powerful way this year as they were seeking more about the good news and about following Christ. Let's go ahead and show that.
Last year, M4C, we took a trip to OSU for a weekend, a college student weekend. Tell me a little bit, what's something from that trip that kind of stood out to you that was impactful for you?
I think some things that were impactful was, of course, the singing. Everybody, great voices. I really love the energy and the kind of the message of the kind of like the buck stops here and the connecting with people. There's never a better time than being surrounded by those who really love Christ and just feeling the love and the power and the growth from everybody else and just everybody in general, just being very nice and open and kind. And that kind of sparked with me of I really wanted to get serious and go to church and start learning from the Bible and asking questions. And that kind of just sparked my own spirituality with that and just feeling everybody else. And kind of like for me, maybe like a little bit of the whole Holy Spirit just kind of pushing me to grow and actually come to y'all and anybody else and just start asking questions and really getting connected with MSU and Mustangs for Christ over here.
Talk a little bit about last year was Jenny, my wife's first year to kind of take a full-time role with us. Tell me a little bit about what do you think that means having Jenny around for our ladies and not just having to hear from me all the time?
I think it gave Jenny a really good opportunity to just show that she knows the Bible and that she's willing to go above and beyond just answering your questions, coming to her in times of need. She goes out of her way to have time during this whole COVID pandemic and just set aside time when she was busy and doing Bible stories and answering my questions and looking up questions. I think that's what did it for me.
Some great study times together. And as you know, when you study with someone, you get just as much out of it as you're thinking about, like, what are they hearing? What was it, do you think, in your mind that really caused you to really start considering baptism as something that was important?
So baptism to me is, I guess the way I saw it when I got baptized is I just saw it as a push further in the direction to becoming more like Jesus, being further along that spiritual journey that we're all on. And so to me, it was something where I was like, well, why not just go ahead and get it done now? It seems the Bible speaks of it very highly. It's very important in the New Testament. And so I just figured I would go ahead and join all of you. And I figured that if I was farther along on a spiritual journey, I could become more of a community member here, more of a leader, and of course, more of a disciple here, and lead others into Christ the same way you did me.
Thankful for you guys. There's lots of good conversations we had, and those guys, I just put them on the spot. They weren't even two takes. It was just, hey, tell me what you got. So I don't do that very well. That's why I was off camera asking the questions. I'm thankful for this group. Right now, I want to invite Landon and Mackenzie to come up. And I had a couple questions I wanted to ask them. And I just wanted to hear from somebody live this morning. Here you go. You can hold that. I'm going to step out of the way for just a second. Landon led our guys' Bible study group last year, and Mackenzie's led it for a couple of years. This is her second year to do it. And I just wanted to hear a little bit from y'all's perspective about leading that study group. And so you can both answer the same question, and whoever's holding the mic can talk first. I just wanted to hear some things that you can share with them since they haven't been in your group. What are some things you've learned about leading the Bible study group? Either how it's changed you or what it's been like to have a group that's just student-led.
I think it's just taught me the importance of community. I've been in Bible studies before, and in youth group, I got to lead Bible studies on Sunday nights, and I think it really prepared me for being able to do it in college. But I think my biggest takeaway from leading Bible study is just what great girls that we have in our group and the importance of having a space where we can be open and honest with each other and share maybe what we're not comfortable sharing in our whole group. And I just think that having that space has been really important for both the girls and guys.
So for me, whenever I was a freshman coming in to MSU and M4C, getting pledged at M4C, I was kind of like, where are the guys at? There wasn't many guys involvement whenever I came in. There were some awesome, stellar girls that led in some amazing ways, but I felt like we were lacking guys. And I remember being kind of down in the dumps almost, and I feel like I kind of lost some opportunities to be more of a leader in that time. I wish I could go back and redo that, but you can't. So change her doing going forward. So I've just been so blessed and thankful for guys, especially the younger guys, or just guys that have reconnected with our group that have been like, they're all in about our group. And it has really been the biggest blessing on me, the biggest blessing on our campus ministry, and just on, I think, MSU. I think it's been so awesome. But just being able, like Kenzie said, to have that opportunity where we can maybe open up a little bit more than we would normally do, or just have that camaraderie that it's just pretty awesome, where people are like, once they come a few times, it's like, okay, I trust these guys, and I feel comfortable here, and I feel like I can open up and share my doubts or my insecurities or what I'm struggling with. And that's been probably the biggest blessing for all of us, and I feel like it's really brought us all closer together.
Kenzie kind of touched on this a little bit, but in your preparation, whether it was kind of figuring out what materials to use, getting a study together, working on discussion questions, navigating answers to those discussions, what are some things, have you guys learned something about yourself that maybe that you didn't know before, or grown in confidence, or what would you say to that? Something that you've kind of learned personally from putting together those studies?
Well, a humbling thing I learned is that it doesn't really matter the quotes I say or the topic I choose, and I have to say the perfect right words. That does not matter, because as soon as you just start facilitating a discussion, they take off with it. Like, it's been so encouraging. I was really kind of nervous last year whenever I was kind of choosing, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to go through? And we chose a book series that was basically talking about how can I ask that? And it was kind of a lot more, it was kind of heavy. Looking back, it was kind of heavy, but asking some harder questions that come from faith and Christianity and following Jesus. And I was, the first time, I was honestly terrified. I was like, I don't know how they're going to react. Are they just going to be like, please, let's not go that deep? But the guys blew me away. I did not have to talk. I just kind of zipped it, and I got to listen to just hear how guys have brought Jesus into their lives, what they are learning and continue to learn. And it's just been so cool, because we've all, a lot of us bring some very different, unique perspectives to those topics we went over. But they were all in, and they were willing to open up and share. And I feel like we've all grown closer together with each other, but I think it's deepened our faith.
So I usually do a video series on Right Now Media. So I usually ask a few girls, you know, what's something that you're struggling with, or what do you want to study, or whatever it may be. And so this year I talked to a couple people, and the series that I chose right now that we're doing is called Free of Me, and it is focusing on oftentimes we put emphasis on ourselves in our lives, but it's not about us. And so, like he was saying, it's kind of heavy, and not heavy, but just the questions that are being asked are, you have to think pretty deeply about yourself and think about, like, what are your struggles? And I think it's been really good, and a lot of people have been really open, which is great, just answering and being honest. And I think it brings us a lot closer together to understand, like, oh, this person also struggles with this, or how can I help you along the way since I know that you're struggling with this? So I think that's been a great takeaway from the series that we do.
Awesome. Okay, last question. This is kind of a big picture question, but I'm always curious to y'all's perspective. What have you observed in your study times together that gives you hope for your generation and their willingness to seek after God, to seek faith?
I think we all already know this, but I think it's just been eye-opening since I've been in college, is that people value community so much. And I feel like a lot of people in college and after college, just going through life, I think sometimes maybe we've had some struggles in the past or hardships, and we think people don't want us to be a part of the group, or they don't just trying to figure out my own direction and kind of just relying on yourself. And I feel like once people walk into our doors, or once people come to that first Bible study and take that uncomfortable step, they realize, okay, I matter here. I find my value here, and I realize that it's not all about just my insecurities and my wants and needs, but there's a bigger picture here, that it's a community that are all following Jesus. And for them, getting to see people first experience that is, it's so amazing. Like, it's something I've never really experienced before. And so just knowing how much they value community, that if you invite them in, no matter where you are in life, if they feel comfortable and they grow closer to you and they feel that trust, I think it's going to help them continue. They're so passionate, like you were talking about earlier. No matter what they're pursuing, they're all in. If we can invite them and join our communities, they're going to be all in about Christ. And I think that's just been really encouraging and cool to see happen.
I just want to start and say, like, I wish everybody here could just come to M4C and see, like, what we do there and see our discussion times and our Bible studies, because it is so encouraging to see the people our age just on fire for the Lord. And so I think, like what Landon was saying about the community, M4C is such a great community, and I have been a Christian, but just being at M4C, it just encourages me and grows my faith so much. And so I think that's been one of the biggest blessings. I think I'm straying from your question.
No, but you're good. You're good.
I think that community is just important for everybody, but especially during your college experience, everybody is looking for community, and especially right now with everything going on.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you sharing. If you just want to hang tight there for just a second, we're going to have everybody up with us in just a second. I want to introduce to you somebody else that you guys probably know, but if I get Talon to come up here for me. Talon is also another incredible, important part of our ministry. This year, we were able to invite Talon into coming and interning with us. Talon serves as our ministry intern. Incredibly thankful. He's leading the guys' study this year, and he's also helping me on Wednesday nights prepare a lesson. That was the first time for you, right?
Yes, sir.
And he pretty much does anything else I need him to do. So it's actually been really, really helpful. But Talon is, he has a heart for missions. And so we are blessed to have him with us for the first part of this year. And then he's going to be working a little bit more closely with Ken and Larry the second part of the year. And so Talon's goal is to go to Sunset at the beginning of next year to go to preaching school there and to do some ministry, missionary training. And so we want to bless you on that and hope that works well. But in the meantime, I'm incredibly thankful that you're back with us again this year, because Talon was already one of those leaders with us before he ever became an official role. And so I'm really thankful for Talon and all the blessings. And Talon's invited all the college students out to lunch today. He's going to pay for all of them. So I appreciate that. I will say this. That's not true, by the way. I will say this, if I've contacted you as one of the families, we were just trying to get some families, we're going to meet our college students in the atrium just out here after service is over, and we'll get together after that. At this time, I'd like to invite all of our college students up to join me on stage. We want to have, Wendell's going to come pray a blessing over you guys, and so I won't make you say anything, I promise, but please come up here and join me, and we're going to have a time of prayer together, all of our college and college age students. If you'll come join me, and Wendell will pray for us.
These are some of my favorite folks in the whole world. Great, great young men and women who love the Lord. Father God, you are alone, are holy. You are awesome. You are all powerful and you are almighty. And today we just stop to praise you and thank you just for who you are and for the mercy that you've shown us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this day, We ask specifically as a congregation of believers for your blessing, your poured out blessing on these young men and women who are seeking your face. Give them courage. Give them boldness. Give them clear and sharp minds. Give them tender words and kind hearts. Let your spirit rest upon them in power. Let your grace go with them in strength, that they may know you more deeply and they may walk more closely with you. That the Lord Jesus will be seen clearly through them, and that your Holy Spirit, that you've poured your love into their hearts through, would be strong. We thank you for the wholeness that we know in Jesus Christ. And we praise you for the family of faith and this part of the family of faith that is salt and light on the college campuses these days. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.